Hello, you're listening to the Audio Information Network of Colorado. Thank you for joining us for a new publication by Vision Aware for Independent Living with Vision Loss. The publication is called Getting Started for People New to Vision Loss. The text of this is available on the web at www.visionaware.org/getting-started. Don't let vision loss stop you. Get started today. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with vision loss, you're not alone. Almost 24 million Americans report trouble seeing. Coping with vision loss can feel overwhelming and stressful, but when armed with the right information, you can face the future with hope and confidence. Vision Aware created the Getting Started Kit to help you handle the challenges of vision loss. Find useful tips to keep doing the things you love, like reading, exercising, cooking, and using a computer. Discover resources such as support groups, vision rehabilitation services, and consumer organizations. For additional copies of tip sheets in English or in Spanish, visit VisionAware, visionaware.org/getting-started, all one word. Also, try our directory of services at visionaware.org/GS directory. Vision Aware is a joint program of the American Foundation for the Blind and Reader's Digest Partners for Sight Foundation. We welcome your feedback and suggestions at visionaware@afb.net. So, don't let vision loss stop you. You can get help at www.visionaware.org. Question, are you or a family member having difficulty seeing? Have you been diagnosed with an eye condition? Are you a professional seeking information to help someone with vision loss? If the answer is yes to any of these questions, Vision Aware was created just for you. Vision Aware is an easy, free-to-use website where you can find answers to your questions about eye conditions and about living with vision loss. Follow these steps to help find information on visionaware.org to help deal with the anxiety and frustrations that often come with losing vision. Here are the steps to getting help. Step 1. If you're experiencing a problem with your vision, see an eye care professional is a priority. Learn all you can about your eye condition. Use visionaware.org/GS, your eye condition, to learn more about the following: age-related macular degeneration, cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, low vision, and legal blindness, the different types of eye care professionals, eye examinations, and eye health. Step 2. Find services for helping with adjusting to vision loss, including 1. A comprehensive directory of vision rehabilitation services and consumer organizations at visionaware.org/GS directory, and the GS stands for getting started. 2. Explanation of vision rehabilitation services that help with living independently and working with vision loss at visionaware.org/GS vision rehabilitation, all one word. 3. Articles on coping with vision loss, including personal stories, at visionaware.org/GS emotional support. And emotionals is plural. So that's GSEMOTIONALSSUPPORT. And fourth, information on support groups at visionaware.org/GS support groups. Step 3, explore tools for living with vision loss. Find helpful products and information about technology at visionaware.org/GS helpful products. Step 4, help your family and friends understand vision loss by obtaining information such as recognizing signs of vision and communication tips at visionaware.org/GS family help. Step 5, join our community at visionaware.org/GS get involved. You can check out our message board, blogs, news, and social media. Here are more resources from the American Foundation for the Blind. Use our app, Vision Connect, to connect to services and resources. And that app is available at www.visionaware.org/Vision Connect, all one word. Explore the American Foundation for the Blind family of websites, Access World. That's www.afb.org/AW. Career Connect at www.afb.org/CC. And Family Connect, www.familyconnect.org. Or call the American Federation for the Blind Information Desk at 1-800-232-5463. Again, 1-800-232-5463. Experiencing vision problems? Questions to ask your eye care professional. More on this at www.visionaware.org. Types of eye care professionals. Visit an eye care professional to assess your eye condition. There's the ophthalmologist. He's a medical, MD, or osteopathic, DO, doctor. An optometrist, abbreviated OD, is a graduate of optometry school. Find out more about these eye care professionals at visionaware.org/GS eye care. A low vision specialist. Some optometrists and ophthalmologists specialize in low vision rehabilitation, which includes evaluating remaining vision, prescribing devices, recommending resources, and referring for specialized rehabilitation training. Find out more about low vision at visionaware.org/GS low vision. Preparing for your visit. Ask your doctor if you can bring a tape or a digital recorder to help you remember information. Bring a family or friend along to take notes, provide emotional support, and remind you about questions you want to ask. Questions like, what is my diagnosis and what are the options for treatment? What causes my condition and are there foods, drugs, or activities I should avoid because of it? 3. If I have to take a medication, what should I do if I miss a dose or have a reaction? 4. What new symptoms should I watch out for? And what should I do if they appear? And 5, if my vision problem does not fully resolve, can you suggest a low vision specialist, services, devices, or resources to help me maintain my independence? If you don't understand the answers to any of these questions, ask your doctor to explain what he or she said in a different way. Find more information about making the most of your visit with your doctor at visionaware.org/GS questions. If you need financial assistance for eye care, consider the following resources. Eye Care America, offered through the American Academy of Ophthalmology, and their phone number is 1-866-324-EYES. That translates to 1-866-324-3937. Vision USA, coordinated by the American Optometric Association at 1-800-766-4466. Lions Club International. Check the Lions directory at https://directory-lionsclub.org/ and contact your local club. Living with a vision loss. Meeting a person with vision loss. Friends, family, and others can be uncomfortable around people with vision loss simply because they're unsure of what to do. Share these tips and find more at visionaware.org/GS family help. First, what a person with vision loss sees depends on their eye condition, day-to-day changes in vision, and factors such as poor lighting or glare. To learn more about that, go to visionaware.org/GS your eye condition, all one word. When meeting a person with vision loss, identify yourself verbally. Lightly touch his or her arm or hand to let the person know that you are talking to the person, and don't walk away without telling the person. When guiding, don't try to push or pull. Let him take your arm just above the elbow. Get more tips from visionaware.org/GS human guide. Speak differently to a person with vision loss. Speak directly to the person with vision loss, not through another person. Speak at normal volume. Unless he or she has hearing loss, there's no need to raise your voice. Give directions with details. Instead of saying, "The bench is over there," say, "The bench is to your immediate right, 5 feet away." When visiting someone with vision loss, don't move things without asking. Always put them back where you found them. Remember, the person with vision loss is the best one to tell you how you can help, so ask. Above all, treat a person with vision loss with dignity and respect. Find more tips at visionaware.org/getting started, all one word. Meeting a person with hearing and vision loss. Tips for living with combined hearing and vision loss. Hearing loss may increase with age, and many people have difficulties coping, especially if experiencing combined hearing and vision loss. Fortunately, you can take steps to remain fully engaged in the world around you. To better facilitate one-on-one communication, ask others to 1. Just speak naturally and clearly. Enunciate words and don't shout. Speak to me without objects or hands in front of your face. Say my name before talking to me. For example, "Hi Joe, it's John. How are you today?" Let me know when you're leaving the room. Stay close by when talking to me, but don't encroach on my personal space. Stand or sit near my better ear. Be patient. If I ask you to repeat yourself so that I can understand what you are saying, and let me know if my voice is too low or too loud. Draw a line up or down my arm to lower or raise my voice, much like a volume control. Eating in a restaurant. Call ahead when possible to reserve seating in a quiet, well-lit area, away from kitchen and front entrance. When possible, sit with your back against a wall and a high back booth so the sound will bounce back to you. If you have an assistive listening device with a directional microphone, sit with your back toward the crowd noise. Point the microphone toward the wall or the back of the booth so the sound will bounce back. Sit with your back to windows to avoid glare. Ask the wait staff for the help you need, such as reading you the menu, assisting you in the buffet line, telling you what's on your plate, alerting you to a beverage refill, cutting your meat into small pieces before bringing it to the table. Technology to enhance communication. When meeting a person with hearing and vision loss. Hearing aids. There are a variety of sizes and styles of hearing aids. Contact a certified audiologist to see what type aid will best benefit you. For more information, call 1-800-638-8255. Assistive listening devices. These devices can be used with or without a hearing aid to enhance a person's voice. One is called CART, Communication Access Real-Time Translation. This is a verbatim text of spoken presentations provided for live events. Only the text is provided on a computer screen or projected for display on a larger screen. CART is helpful in group setting. Low vision aids. If you have low vision, you may benefit from optical magnification. Visit a low vision specialist for help. For more information, go to visionaware.org/low vision. Enjoying TV. Consider sitting closer to the TV to hear and understand speech and see it better. To reduce glare, position the TV so that your back is to a window and close blinds or curtains. Try a TV headset, one-on-one wireless FM system, or assistive listening device to enhance your hearing. Here are some hearing and vision loss resources. The Helen Keller National Center Senior Adult Services. That's www.hkknc.org, like Helen Keller National Center. Vision Aware videos explain helpful devices for living with vision and hearing loss. Go to visionaware.org/GS Hearing and Vision Loss. All one word, hearing and vision loss. GS Hearing and Vision Loss. I Can Connect, the National Deaf Blind Equipment Distribution Program, is an FCC, Federal Communications Program, in all 50 states. Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. It offers free distance communication technology and training for people who qualify. That website is http://www.icanconnect.org/. Telecommunications Equipment Distribution Programs, abbreviated TEDPS, provide free or low-cost equipment to qualified individuals to accommodate hearing loss and improve phone access. For more information on that, you can go to http://www.hearingloss.org/content/TEDPS-state-listing. And financial assistance for hearing aid programs, go to http://www.hearingloss.org/content/financial-assistance-programs-foundations. Living with vision loss. Kitchen safety tips and products. This information is at www.visionaware.org. Get back into the kitchen with just a few modifications and products. Navigating your kitchen with vision loss can be made safer and easier. Here are a few tips. Use cutting boards in colors that contrast with your food. For example, keep a white board for slicing watermelon or carrots and a dark board for onions or bread. Never overflow a glass again. For cold liquids, place the tip of your finger over the edge of the glass and stop pouring when you feel the liquid. Hot or cold liquids, use a liquid. For hot or cold liquids, use a liquid level indicator. Find more information about pouring at visionaware.org/GS pouring. And mark your appliances. Use tactile dots or pens that leave raised marks on dials to mark settings you commonly use on your oven, stove, microwave, dishwasher, and more. For safer cooking, try these ideas. Use color and contrast. For example, try using a dark-colored shelf liner for your kitchen cupboards if you have white plates, or vice versa. Use long oven mitts to protect hands and arms from hot surfaces. Use a low vision timer with large, raised, high contrast numbers, such as white numbers on a black background. Use a boil alert disc to know when water is boiling and to keep liquids from boiling over. Place a pot on the burner before turning it on. Be sure to turn it off before removing the pot. Use a double spatula to avoid spills when turning food. Use individually sized or stacked measuring cups to scoop the desired amounts of flour, sugar, or other ingredients. Stay organized. After using kitchen utensils and ingredients, return them to where you had them stored. For more kitchen tips, visit visionaware.org/GS kitchen. For more cooking tips, visit visionaware.org/GS cooking. Try a cooking class or read a new recipe. Local vision rehabilitation agencies and independent living centers offer classes and one-on-one instructions. The Hadley School for the Blind offers correspondence cooking classes. Find providers through the Vision Aware Directory of Services at visionaware.org/GS directory. If you're having trouble reading your recipes, try using an optical or electronic magnifier. Learn more about those at visionaware.org/GS helpful products. Again, for more tips at Vision, find more tips at visionaware.org/getting started, all one word. Bathroom safety tips and products. Make getting around your bathroom easier and safer with these simple adaptations. Use a bath mat that has a different feel than the floor or the tub. A change in color or texture can help people with vision loss navigate their bath more safely and effectively. Solid colors work better than patterns. Although people with low vision cannot always distinguish colors, they're often able to detect visual contrasts. Here are some tips to try. Use towels, washcloths, and bath mats that contrast sharply in color with the tub, tile, wall, or floor. Install a grab bar on the edge of the tub or on the wall of the shower to help maintain balance and reduce risks of slipping and falling. Grab bars now come in colors that can contrast with your tub. For more bathroom safety, use soaps and shampoos in pump dispensers to prevent spills, and use a shower caddy to keep your soap and shampoo within easy reach and in one place. Use a rubber band to distinguish shampoo from conditioner, or transfer shampoo and conditioner to brightly colored plastic bottles so that they can be distinguished easily. Take note of how far you have to rotate faucets to get the temperature you want. Turn on the cold water first, then add hot water. Turn off the hot water first. Replace your toilet seat with one that contrasts in color with the commode. If necessary, put safety railings around the seat to make sitting down easier and standing up easier. By making your bathroom safer and more conveniently organized, you can minimize the risk of falling and taking care of personal hygiene more efficiently. Find out more safety tips for your bathroom at visionaware.org/GS bathrooms. Bathroom singular. Living with vision loss. Having fun. With a few modifications, you can enjoy activities such as reading, playing cards, spectator sports, crafts, or woodworking. Reading. Keep reading with large print, audio, or braille books and magazines, e-books, and newspapers. Learn more at visionaware.org/GS reading. Woodworking. Learn how to start or continue this hobby at visionaware.org/GS woodworking. Home repair. Continue to do your own home repair projects. Find out how at visionaware.org/GS GILSGUIDE. That's GS, getting started, GSGILSGUIDE. Arts and crafts. Enjoy sewing, painting, pottery, beadwork, and other crafts? Then visionaware.org/GS crafts is for you. Cards and board games. Keep playing cards and bingo or board games like Scrabble and checkers. Learn how at visionaware.org/GS games and visionaware.org/GS helpful products. Computer use. Use your computer for fun and work with a screen enlarging or screen reading program. Discover how at visionaware.org forward slash GS Computers. Computer, singular. Gardening. Find tips on organizing plants and container gardening at visionaware.org/GS Gardening. Social activities. Go to museums, concerts, sports, and other activities. Discover how at visionaware.org/GS Culture. Living with vision loss, keeping fit. Whether you enjoy golfing, biking, skiing, bowling, or walking, leading an active lifestyle is possible with vision loss. Most sports have been adapted for people with vision loss. Learn more at visionaware.org/GS Sports. Ready, set, go! Talk to your physician and eye doctor to learn the steps you need to stay healthy and safe while exercising. Visit your local community center for help designing a safe and effective fitness program, and visit visionaware.org/GS Fitness for more tips. Read up on sports that interest you at visionaware.org/GS Reading. Keeping fit. Talk to an athlete with vision loss about adaptations that can be used in a particular sport. Get inspired by visiting visionaware.org/GS Rec Stories, RECSTORIES. Look for national groups such as the U.S. Association of Blind Athletes, or find a local group. Your rehabilitation agency may also be able to help visionaware.org/GS directory. You may need to adapt your fitness equipment. Mark the dials to the specific settings you use with contrasting tape, raised dots, or large print. Learn more at visionaware.org/GS marking. Be patient with yourself. Learning a sport with or without vision loss takes time, energy, and practice. So for more tips, go to visionaware.org/getting started. Technology tips and products. Assistive technology, AT, refers to devices or equipment designed or adapted to help you with everyday living. AT, assistive technology, opens a world of options for people with vision loss. Learn how at visionaware.org/GS Tech Video. Talking. Products range from watches, clocks, and microwaves to prescription bottles. Learn more at visionaware.org/GS helpful products. Stay connected. Some cell phones and tablets have built-in accessibility. Check visionaware.org/GS cell phones. Manage your finances with talking ATMs. MONE identifiers and large print checks. Learn more at visionaware.org/GS finances. Continue to read. Learn about large print, audio, braille, and electronic books at www.visionaware.org/GS Reading. Use video magnifiers to enlarge images on a monitor or TV. Find out more at www.visionaware.org/GS Low Vision. Read about devices that can scan and display documents on a monitor and speak them aloud, as well as screen readers that can read aloud everything on your computer screen at www.visionaware.org/GS technology. Learn how to use Adaptive Technology at visionaware.org, GS Tech Training. Your home office. Reading or paying bills with vision loss can be difficult. However, with just a few changes, office tasks can be made easier to do. Here are a few tips. Mark all file folders with bold, large print labels with just the essential information on them. For example, rather than information for the accountant, write accountant info on the label. Use a 2020 pen. These can be found through specialty catalogs. Visit visionaware.org/GS helpful products and visionaware.org/GS labeling for more information. To write checks, ask your bank about large print checks or try a check writing guide, a template that will help you write on the correct lines. Other types of writing guides are also available through specialty catalogs. Visit visionaware.org/GS guides for more information. Did you know that there are large numeral and talking clocks, calculators, telephones, rulers, and more available for people with vision loss through specialty catalogs? A checklist of specialized office products is available at visionaware.org/GS office products. Here's some helpful ideas to use throughout your house. Keep reading everything from the morning paper to the latest bestseller by exploring large print books, magnification tools, braille, audio texts, and more. Information about reading options can be found at visionaware.org/GS essential skills, all one word. Use contrasting colors and textures in your home office when possible. Paint your walls and trim in contrasting colors and use outlet or switch plates that contrast with your wall color. Remove low tables and small rugs and keep walkways clear of clutter, electrical cords, toys, and other tripping hazards. Minimize glare by using window coverings that can be adjusted, such as blinds, and arrange furniture to avoid glare on televisions and computer monitors. Keep remote controls, reading glasses, and medicine in a small tray at your bedside, desk, or couch where you can easily find them. Find a place to store items like keys and always ask visitors and family members to respect your household arrangements and to alert you if anything is moved. Use the following guidelines to help make print more legible for those with vision loss. These are tips for making print more readable. Print size. At a minimum, use 16-point font, although 18 or 24 point may be preferred. Changing the font on a computer is easy. There's Arial 16 point font, Courier 16 point font, Arial 18 point font, and Courier 16 point font. Courier 18 point font. And there's Arial 24 point font and Courier 24-point font. Font types and style. The goal of font selection is to use easily recognizable characters. Use sans serif fonts, such as Arial or APH font. This is available, by the way, online through www.aph.org. Avoid decorative fonts, italics, and all capital letter text. Try monospaced fonts, such as Courier, where each character is the same width. Try bold type because the thickness of the letter may make the print more legible. And limit the use of graphics in print. Contrast is critical to reading print. Print text with the best possible contrast. Light lettering, such as a white or a light yellow, on a dark background may be easier to read than black lettering on a white or light yellow background. To enhance print contrast, use a black underlay or a yellow acrylic overlay. Try also using a typoscope, which brackets the material you want to read. Typoscopes can be obtained through the specialty catalogs listed at visionaware.org/helpful products. Increase leading and spaces between lines of text. The recommended spacing between lines of text is 1.5 rather than single spaced. This can make it easier to distinguish between lines of text. Increase tracking, or the space between letters. Text with letters very close together can make reading difficult. Using a monospaced font, such as Courier, which allocates an equal amount of space for each letter. Widen the margins. Many low vision devices, such as stand magnifiers and video magnification systems, are easier to use on a flat surface. An extra wide binding margin makes it easier to hold the material flat. A minimum of 1 inch should be used, and 1.5 inches is preferable. And improve lighting. Good directed task lighting can greatly enhance the ability to read. Find out more about lighting and products that make reading easier for people with low vision by visiting visionaware.org/GS lighting. So, for more information on print readability, visit visionaware.org/GS print readability. And ending again, for more tips, go to visionaware.org/getting started. visionaware.org/getting started. Vision Aware is brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, and Reader's Digest Partners for Sight Foundation, RDPFS. The American Foundation for the Blind removes barriers, creates solutions, expands possibilities, so people with vision loss can achieve their full potential. The Reader's Digest Partners for Sight Foundation supports nonprofits that increase the self-reliance and dignity of people who are blind or visually impaired. The development and distribution of the foregoing booklet material was supported in part by the U.S. Department of Education Rehabilitation Services Administration grant H177Z150003. The content is solely the responsibility of its developers and does not necessarily represent the official views of the Department of Education.